Welcome to the Health, Wealth, and Wisdom Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Hagen, a nutrition coach, entrepreneur, food freedom expert, and forever a recovering disordered eater. I am here to help you own your enoughness, find your very own food freedom, and achieve your health and wellness goals in a way that gives more than it takes. Each week, I will provide you with insight and inspiration surrounding no-nonsense nutrition, mindset, motivation, body image, confidence, and other wellness wisdom. Food around this time of year can be tough. It's super, super challenging. There are lots of barriers, lots of bumps, and I want to make sure that you can navigate those as confidently as possible so that you can head into January 1st feeling your absolute best. I broke this up into two different categories. So psychological tools that you can use to help and physiological tools. So actually those food specifics. And we're going to talk about tools that you can use in both of those categories. But before we do that, I want to talk about the barriers that we see around this time of year. So typical barriers, I did a little brainstorming and I asked my Facebook group and they said their top barriers this time of year are overeating, which of course will lead to weight gain over a long period of time, eating more sweets and treats than usual, which of course can lead to weight gain over time, but also just leaves us feeling kind of crappy and not so great. All or nothing thinking. So if I already ate the cookie, I already messed up, what's the point? That can sometimes lead to this shame spiral. I've messed up. Oh, well, I'll start again on Monday or January 1st, which then we feel so desperate. We feel so uncomfortable in our bodies that we feel like we have to do a quick fix. We have to do something that's going to get a short-term success. I know I have been there. I'm sure many of you have as well. And it just leaves us feeling more frustrated and doesn't help us to achieve sustainable fat loss. So it's a losing battle. But if we can preemptively plan for a successful holiday season, we can eliminate the need for all of those quick fixes. So that's what I want to help you with today. Let's talk about those tools, tips, tricks to feel more confident this holiday season. I'm going to start with the psychological tools, the mindset tools, because these are the most important. Mindset influences our feelings, and our feelings influence our actions. So it all starts in the brain. If I don't have the appropriate psychology tools, the mindset tools, my actions rarely follow suit. And feel free to write these down because these are going to be habits and tools and tricks that you are going to want to revisit. Because if you have a successful holiday season, if you can confidently navigate your nutrition this season, it is not going to be because you heard some awesome fun fact once that was really helpful. It's going to be because you have spent time putting in consistent effort, habits over time, work you've put in, reps you've put in, and now allow you to feel more confident. This is a progression. It's not a light switch. So it's not as though there's any secret that you need that's going to completely change your holiday season. It's all about practice. How can I make this season better than last season? How can I make Christmas feel a little bit better than Thanksgiving did? You get the idea. I was just on a coaching call and I was talking with a client who actually lost weight last week, and she is down 22 pounds total since starting her journey 4 months ago. And she said, I just kept doing what we've been doing. So it wasn't a secret. It wasn't anything strict or aggressive that she did. She just kept implementing her action steps and she's had practice doing so. So no radical change, right? No magic pill, so to speak. Tool number one that I want to share with you to help you navigate this nutrition season confidently is unsubscribing from all or nothing thinking. That is the very first action step that you must adopt if you want to have a successful holiday season, because you will fail. Perfection has a 100% failure rate. So if you're expecting to do everything right, you're going to be sorely disappointed. So I need you to set realistic expectations. And this is something that for those of you who are clients, you know we do all the time. I want you to be really honest with yourself. What is realistic for you to achieve over the next month? Do you think it's realistic for you to not have any Christmas cookies? No. Do you think it's realistic for you to lose 10 pounds this month if you do want to have Christmas cookies? Probably not. So just sit down and be really open and honest with yourself and say, okay, if I'm willing to put this effort in, what is a realistic expectation that I can expect to get out? What's a realistic outcome out? And for many of my clients, that looks like maintenance this time of year. How can I maintain my healthy habits, enjoy a few more fun foods and beverages, which we'll talk about a little later, and still feel really confident coming out of this Christmas holiday season? It might look like continuing to see success, but then what are the sacrifices I'm willing to make? Does that mean choosing my favorite Christmas cookies instead of trying one of each? So just be truthful about what you can realistically commit to, and then being okay with that outcome, because outcomes are not in our control. You cannot control your weight directly. You cannot control your size directly. You cannot control your body fat directly. You can only control the behaviors that you put in that influence the outcome, but you can't, you can hope and wish and dream and pray that that scale moves, and it won't unless your behaviors change as well. So be honest with yourself and remember that results don't happen by accident. They happen because of what you do consistently. So commit to doing the best that you can given your circumstances. And those circumstances mean that there's going to be more foods and family functions and holiday festivities coming up. So commit to what you can do, given all those things. It's not going to be perfect. You will mess up sometimes. And when it doesn't go according to plan, when you do mess up, ask these two questions. Why did it happen? And how can I turn this failure into feedback so that I can better navigate this barrier moving forward? Because friends, this is not the first or the last time that you will struggle with wanting holiday sweets and treats. It's not the first or the last time that you may struggle with overeating or having an emotional eating episode because you had a hard conversation with a family member. So if it doesn't go the way that you want it to this time, that's okay. You can collect feedback. You can say, man, I really wish that this would have gone differently, and apply that to the next time it happens so that you are strengthening that muscle. And the next time you hit that same barrier, the next holiday, you are more equipped to work around it and not have that be a stumbling block in the future. So in conjunction with this all or nothing thinking you are unsubscribing from, I want you to remember not to panic, because you're going to fail. You're going to make the wrong choice sometimes, but you can't mess this up. And by this, I mean your relationship with food. If you subscribe to all or nothing thinking and you commit yourself to this lifetime of food fear and cyclical frustration, that's gonna suck. But if you're willing to say, I'm committed to wiping the slate clean, when I make a choice I don't feel great about, I'm committed to wiping the slate clean and turning feedback or turning failure into feedback, you will succeed. Even if you mess up epically. Let's say you overate. Let's say you ate something to the point where you felt ill and it just did not leave you feeling good. That sucks, right? It's not a good feeling, but you didn't ruin anything. You can learn from that and apply it over the course of the next month so that you feel fantastic, or are you at least able to endure that barrier with a little bit extra confidence and a stronger muscle. Sometimes it's just about the reps. We just have to put in more reps, but you can't mess this up so long as you're committed to continually learning and applying the feedback that you learn from failure. Unsubscribe from all or nothing thinking. That is tool or tip number one. Tip number two, mindset tactic, is to revisit the story that you're telling yourself. Self-efficacy is a self-fulfilling prophecy. And what I mean by that is whether you believe you can or you can't, you are 100% correct. Self-efficacy is our belief that we have control over our circumstances, over our situations. So if the story you're telling yourself is, man, this is going to suck. I'm going to gain so much weight this season. Man, I'm going to feel like crap just like I do every other year. Man, I have no control over these sweets. They control me. Yep, that's what's going to happen, because that's the story you're telling yourself. If, on the other hand, the story that you're telling yourself, the mental script that you have going on up here is, you know what, this is going to be challenging. There are going to be some barriers, but I know what to do to overcome this. I have the tools that I need to make this a successful season. Then that will become your reality. So much of what happens starts in the brain. Remember, thoughts influence our feelings, influence our actions. So if you don't think you can do it,
You're not going to be able to do it because success starts in the mind. And just like any other muscle, it needs strengthened by putting in the reps. So I'm not saying that you need to be like rah, rah cheerleader all the time, because that's not realistic, right? But if whenever you have a negative self-talk moment, if you find yourself beating yourself up for a choice, if you find yourself talking down about your ability to create this change, to lose weight, you need to catch that. You need to zap it with a neutral comment. So if your brain immediately goes, man, Nicole, you just suck. Again, you ate 7 cookies. That is not goal supportive. That is not going to help you lose weight this month. I would need to catch that and say, okay, this didn't go according to plan, but you know what? I can learn from this. You know what? I didn't mess anything up. I'm committed to wiping the slate clean, and I'm going to do better next time because now I am capable of doing better. I know that this didn't leave me feeling my best. Change the story and notice that negative self-talk when it happens so that you can turn it into a neutral or a positive. And find the wins wherever you can and choose to celebrate them. Friends, success begets success. So even if not everything went right, if I focus on the things that did go well, I am more likely to be successful in the future. But if I focus on the negative, if I focus on what didn't go well, I am going to continue feeling like I suck because that's where my attention is. That's what I'm focused on. So make sure, step number 2, you are revisiting the story that you're telling yourself. And you're all telling yourself a story. The third tool and tip I want to share with you is to plan for success rather than leaving your success up to chance. Because, and this is something that my clients and I talk a lot about, the convenient option is rarely the goal-supportive choice. So if you leave your relationship with food, if you leave your results up to chance this month, the rest of this holiday season, you're going to have a hard time being successful because creating change takes commitment. So if you kick back and you simply just expect it to happen, you can expect to not succeed because you have to put in planning. You have to be intentional. So much of what our culture looks like now is reacting to our environment. Oh, this food is here. I guess I'll eat it. Oh, this much was served to me. I guess I'll eat it. Oh, there's nothing healthy or goal supportive here. I guess I'll just drive through the fast food restaurant, right? It's reactive. But if we can plan and be proactive, we can be so much more successful. A few examples of planning for success would look something like maybe choosing whether you want to enjoy apps and an entree and dessert at a holiday function, or if you go out to eat, or if you're just going to choose what you want most. So this woman I just got off a coaching call with, she said, Nicole, Thanksgiving was different this year because I chose how many alcoholic beverages I wanted to have. And I chose not to have appetizers this year. Typically, I would fill up on apps and then I would eat my dinner because, of course, that's the main meal. But this year, I just chose to really enjoy the entree. Now, I'm not saying you can't have all of them, but I want you to go in and plan, be intentional. So that would be a great step, is saying, hey, before I just go to this thing, am I okay with maybe not having apps and just waiting till the entree? Or would I rather have some appetizers and maybe because I don't have a sweet tooth, just skip the dessert? Plan to be proactive. Maybe take a peek at the menu ahead of time if you're eating out. A lot of restaurants have online menus these days. Bring a goal supportive dish that you will enjoy. So if you're going to a potluck, somebody's house for a function, you can bring something. Bring something that you know that you can eat and feel really satisfied with. Maybe a protein, maybe a veggie, maybe a smart carb. Because when we go to these holiday functions, there are lots of simple carbs and lots of fats in plenty, right? So bring something that you know is maybe not going to be as available. Envision how you want the event to go. And this might sound funny, but visualization is very, very powerful. So if you think about how you want the evening to go, the holiday event to go, and then maybe at the end of the evening, you just kind of kick back and say, hey, how did that line up with what I wanted? You, remember, success starts in the mind, have just trained your brain to create the success that you wanted to see. So don't go in and just be like, ah, whatever happens, happens. No, come up with a plan. You have to be committed to creating change if that's what you want. Plan for success by prepping food ahead of time. This is a biggie because a lot of the times we get so caught up in planning for the function, right? So Thanksgiving happened. I was doing all this cooking and all this prep and it was great. And now, wait a second, it's Monday and I just celebrated this long holiday weekend, but I have no prep food. I have nothing to eat. I have no goal supportive choices. Oh, well, then that Thanksgiving long weekend turns into a whole week or a whole month because now you're prepping for the event, but you're failing to nourish your body on a consistent basis. So one of my hacks is to prep something ahead of time and maybe throw it in the freezer. So if I know I have a function, can I make a large portion of maybe some shredded chicken in the crock pot? Can I throw it on the grill? Can I make up a bunch of ground turkey and then throw it in the freezer so that once that holiday craziness settles down, I know that I at least have a protein option. You can get some steamable bags of veggies. Make sure that you have food prepped or planned ahead of time so that when the event, when the holiday is over, and you don't feel like cooking, you don't have to let that holiday extend for the whole month and just react to your choices. You have planned to be successful. So remember, our mindset tools, I'll just recap them really quickly for you. Number one is to unsubscribe from all or nothing thinking. Friends, you will not do anything perfectly, so stop expecting to. Two, revisit the story you're telling yourself. You are setting yourself up for success or failure based on what's going on up here. So change what's going on up here to ensure your success. And three, plan for the success that you want to see instead of leaving it up to chance. Because convenience, always carbs and always fats, which is fine, but those are the things that are available in plenty this holiday season. You have to plan to get your protein. You have to plan to get your veggies. You have to plan to stay hydrated. So let's move into those physical, those physiological tools. We talked about mindset. Let's talk about some food stuff. Tip number four that I'm going to share with you is to remember that your body responds to what you do most often. One overindulgent meal affects your fat loss just as much as one workout affects your fat loss. Not at all. Not at all. Many of us freak out about having one meal, one day where maybe we eat more than we should have, or we ate more than we wanted to, and we just feel crummy. And then we're like, shoot, I messed everything up. What's the point? I might as well give up. And we spiral into this, oh, I'll start again Monday. I'll start again January 1st. No. If you were to just say, hey, let me wipe the slate clean. This day didn't go that great, but what can I learn from it and get back to your consistent healthy habits and action steps? You will be successful because one day is a drop in the bucket. I'm sure many of you have heard that expression that floats around, like one salad does not have any long-term impact on your health or your weight loss. Just like one dessert, one cookie, one pint of ice cream doesn't have any long-term impact on your fat loss or your health. So please, this comes back to all or nothing thinking. If you have a meal where you totally blow things up, do not tell yourself that you failed. Do not go down the shame spiral and instead say, this is one meal. But if I get back to making goal-supported choices most of the time, that's what my body responds to. My body is a product of my consistent effort, my consistent behaviors. So focus on what you do most of the time and do not let those single offhanded blips in time make or break your success. Tip number five is to prioritize protein and vegetables. And this is a really hot topic that I talk about with all my clients because when they start working with me, I notice that they are almost always deficient in these two categories. Protein and vegetables. They, if we are deficient, leave us feeling less than stellar. So often I'm not feeling great because I'm not feeding my body enough of these two things. And when it comes to fat loss, these two categories are the most satiating, the most filling. So that means if I'm not getting a sufficient amount of protein, if I'm not getting a sufficient amount of vegetables, guess what happens? I eat more of the other things, which I already told you, carbs and fats are available in plenty this time of year. So if I'm not eating enough protein and veggies, I eat more carbs and fats. And guess where most of my calories come from? Carbs and fats. Veggies are packed with fiber and water. So that's going to fill me with a lot of volume, which means I'm going to have less room for sweets and treats. Protein takes a long time for my belly to break down, and it requires that I feel more full for a much longer period of time after I have protein with a meal, which means less room for sweets and treats. So because carbs and fats are available in excess, I don't have to work really hard to find them around the holiday season, but I do have to work hard to get my protein and my vegetables. So if you can prioritize protein and veggies when you're in control of your meals, that ensures that you will be more successful this holiday season. And I apply this no matter where I'm going, guys. So this is a universal truth, whether I'm eating at home or whether I'm eating out. If I'm going to a party and I know that, okay, parties typically have lots of apps, chips, dips, stuff like that, lots of desserts, but unless it's like shrimp cocktail, not a lot of protein and hardly any veggies unless it's a crudité tray. So can I bring something, or maybe do I have a protein heavy, veggie heavy meal or snack before I go? So that when I go, sure, I can enjoy those carbs and fats, but now it's not a meal that's only carbs and fats, which likely means it's going to be hundreds of calories more than if I had already filled up with protein and veggies first. This is a doozy. So don't forget protein and veggies. Make sure you're prioritizing them, consuming a sufficient amount, which many of you already know this. Protein, one palm every meal and every snack, 0.8 to 1 gram of protein per pound of ideal body weight is a great goal, and 4 to 6 servings of veggies a day. And a veggie serving is about the size of your fist. That's a lot of protein and that's a lot of veggies. And I can almost guarantee that you are not getting that much. So there's room to grow. Focus on protein, focus on veggies, and you will win. Tip number 6, quantity is king. Write this down. Even if the quality of your choices isn't the most ideal, it's the holidays. There are baked goods. There are lots of carb dishes and sides. Committing to staying mindful about your portions and your quantity ensures that not only will you leave an event feeling fantastic, you will reach your fat loss goal. Quantity wins. So if we have a pyramid of priorities for fat loss, quantity is the biggest piece of the puzzle. How much you eat. You can be eating the best things in the world. Let's say chicken, broccoli, quinoa over and over again. But if you're eating too much, you will not lose fat. You will not. Quantity. If your choices aren't the most nutritious because you're going to parties and functions and you're having a fun time, which I hope is the case this holiday season, but you still monitor your quantity, you can still see success and lose weight. And here are some tools and tricks that I use to focus on quantity. Number one is eating slowly, because the slower I eat, the quicker my brain and my belly are able to connect. And my brain can say, oh, hey, the belly's full. You've had enough, girlfriend. And then eat to 80% full, which those of you who are clients know means not eating to stuffed, not eating till 100% capacity, but stopping when I'm satisfied. I'm no longer hungry, but I'm also not full. I could get up and go for a comfortable walk. 2, do not skip meals, because this does not end up saving us calories. So quantity is king, and sometimes when we think about that, we think, oh, if I skip breakfast and skip lunch, that means I can have a lot at dinner. What it means is that you will have 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 times as much at dinner comparatively to if you had a goal-supported breakfast, you had lunch, and then you mindfully chose what you wanted at dinner or at your party. So do not try to skip meals by saving calories, because this backfires 100% of the time. I promise you, I've never seen this work out well. And 3, choose liquid calories carefully. So talking about quantity, remembering that liquid calories count and they are not as filling. So certainly enjoy your glass of wine, enjoy your eggnog or your cocoa, but remember that those things aren't going to leave me feeling as full for as long, and they do count towards my overall quantity, and they can add up very, very quickly. So quantity is king. Protein and veggies will help you manage your quantity so that you can be more mindful about your carbs and your fats. And step number 7 is to choose fun foods and beverages that mean the most to you. And this means unsubscribing from a scarcity mindset. And when I say scarcity mindset, I mean, oh my gosh, I only get this one time a year. I need to eat all of it. This is so special, and I never know when I'll get it again. let's be real. You can make anything pretty much any time of the year. There is nothing special about having a food all at once right now because it's just going to leave you feeling crappy, as opposed to enjoy it. Yes, have a piece of pie or have your grandma's famous cookie, but then commit to coming back if it's going to leave you feeling extra good, not just because you never know when you're going to get it again. That's a scarcity mindset, and it causes us to kind of gorge now and then feel really gross later. So adopt an abundance mindset instead, which would say something like, food is all around me. I can choose what I want at any point, any day of the year. This will ensure that you can be more mindful, be more intentional about choices that mean the most to you, and savor every bite. The second something stops tasting as good as the first bite, you can be done, even if that means wasting food. Because here's the truth. If something is no longer giving you life, if it's no longer as tasty as the first bite, you can choose to stop and be done, be finished. Because yes, that might mean wasting it, throwing it out. But if you eat it and it's beyond your energy needs, it's being wasted anyway, and it's turning into fat, which is wildly frustrating to get rid of. So choose the fun foods and beverages that you really, truly, deeply want. And don't feel pressured to eat something simply because it's there or simply because it's a Christmas kind of cookie. Choose what you really, really want. Make sure it's going to feel worth it to you. And this ensures that because you're nourished, because you're adequately fed, because you have a plan going into this and you told yourself you were going to be successful, you actually end your holiday season feeling really fab, feeling really fantastic and saying, hey, I enjoyed everything I wanted to. I wasn't deprived. I didn't feel like I was dieting, but I also don't feel like I overindulged to the point of feeling ill or sick or guilty because I chose what meant the most. Friends, these are the top tools and tricks that I would share with any of you, any clients that are feeling like, I want to navigate nutrition really confidently this year. If you do these seven things, I assure you, you don't even need to do them perfectly because that's not realistic. You will be successful.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Health, Wealth, and Wisdom Podcast. If you like what you heard today, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe, and then head on over to nutritioncoachingwithnicole.com where you can sign up for my weekly emails where I send out my favorite tips, tricks, advice, and support every single Monday morning to help you kick your week off right. Thanks for listening. Until next time.